Well, Paul, that's a big win, isn't it? Because the manager's been telling us he wasn't happy first half.
Yeah, no, I was in there to witness it. So, no, we let ourselves down at Swindon last week. You know, we wanted to come back today and bounce back. First half, I thought we did all right in patches, but it wasn't good enough. You know, Kilkenny's goal got us out of a bit of trouble. Didn't sweeten the talk at half-time. But we come out second half, you know, we rolled our sleeves up, we created chances and, you know, we show what we can do. And to beat Peterborough 3-1 is good because they're a good team.
At 0-0 just before they scored, you had an effort that as soon as it left your right foot, I'm thinking that's going in. Yeah. We're sat right behind it, great view of it. Did you think it was?
Yeah, you know, I used to score a few of them every time, but when it left my foot, as you say, I thought it was in, but wasn't to be. You know, we caused our own problem by, you know, probably playing a blind ball, which Neil played. So, like I said, I was happy for him to score because he was upset giving that ball away. But fair play to the kid, he still had to go away and put it in. But like I said, second half we come out and, you know, it was, I think there was only one team that were going to win it. And, you know, when you want Joe Gardner in a box and the ball falling to him, he's a player you want it to, and then he finished him off nicely.
Yeah, much, much better, wasn't it? I mean, the start of the second half, they had one or two opportunities, yeah. But then you took over.
Yeah, but, you know, we had to defend. I think Buke saved one on the line. You know, there was a few flashes across the goal, but, you know, we create the better chances, and, you know, like I said, there was only one team going to win, and now we move on to Crawley, and, you know, we've just got to try and build some momentum up.
It's really important the momentum's built up here, isn't it? Because there's been too many draws. I think everybody appreciates that this season. If you can play back-to-back home games this week and win them both, it would really set you up nicely for the end of the season running, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the home games are very big. I think we've won more games away from home, which will stand you in good stead going into a playoff game. But, you know, we can only look at the next game, which is Crawley. You know, it's going to be a tough game because they're a good team. But, you know, this game tonight should give us a bit of confidence and going into that game.
Yeah, we know that teams are going to slip up. We know that results are going to be a little bit unpredictable. We know Brentford have lost tonight. Yeah. Orient have drawn. Yeah. Rotherham have beaten Brentford, so that's maybe not done you too much good. But it's all tightening up slightly.
Yeah, you know, the teams are starting to move away from the seventh spot. You know, the playoffs look more or less near enough done, do you know what I mean? But people won't be looking at it like that. We've just got to keep playing and see how far it can take us. You know, we've got a team here that's capable of going unbeaten to the end of the season. So that's what we're aiming to do. You know, the manager's drummed that into us that, you know, it's not holiday mode, but we need to get the momentum going. You know, if we're going to be in the playoffs, we're still challenging for that top two. As you said, teams are going to slip up. But, you know, we've got to concentrate on our own game. If we win our games and other teams lose, then that would be nice for us. But, you know, we can only look to the next game and try and win that.
Another youngster brought on tonight, Alan Brown. You have trained with him for a number of weeks now. What's he like?
Yeah, he's looked good in training. He's been sharp. He's a bit shy. You know, he's come over from Ireland. And we're trying to bring him out of his shell. I'm sure if he spoke, he might have got a layoff from Lee Holmes. But Lee probably didn't know he was behind him. But he showed good composure to light into Garnsey's path. And Garnsey does what he does best and finish it off. But, you know, I think he'll have a good future. He's very energetic. He's good on the ball. You know, he's got these long legs that seem to intercept the ball. He has got a dodgy tattoo of a Liverpool badge on his leg, but we'll let him away with that. He's a young lad. But, you know, it was nice to see him get on the pitch. It's always good to, you know, get young players on the pitch. And, you know, it didn't look like it fazed him. He enjoyed it. And like you say, he's got a nice assist there as well.
And just finally from me, your man of the match, Stuart Bevan, must have run you close because he covered every blade of grass, didn't he?
Yeah, Bev, you know, he doesn't get as much credit as he's due because he does a lot of work outside the box. You know, he don't probably get as many goals as he should, but his work rate is phenomenal. And I seen one of the touches that he did tonight. It was like a Dennis Bergkamp touch. And he had the shot, but yeah, he played well tonight. And, you know, he's been knocking on door for quite a while. And yeah, he knows he has to play well because we've got other strikers on the bench who want to get in the team. But I thought him and Garns tonight led the line well. And, you know, the whole team, to be fair, the second half was a lot better. And that's what we need to do from now to the end of the season.